It is September 21st, 2011. It happens to be my sister's birthday, and had a nice little moment today where I had my first class, and we called her and sang happy birthday to her, so that's always kind of fun, and you know, it's a big one. It's 50, so we did that. The thing that stands out a lot today is had lunch with this group of students, and sometimes I give incentives, you know, kind of, you know, if somebody is able to do something, you know, then I put a challenge, like, you can have a lunch with me and invite three friends, kind of thing. And seriously, if I could have lunch with students every day, I would. It's just so much fun, and it means so much to them, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, why, I guess. And, you know, I mean, I guess all the obvious reasons, you know, they're getting some small group, very personalized attention. They get to, you know, share themselves in a new venue. It's much quieter than the cafeteria, on and on. And, you know, the stories that are told are just so great. I mean, they just, you know, these girls that were there today, they just had me cracking up. So, you know, my goal, I guess, is to really, look for those kiddos that aren't getting this experience, you know, that are that haven't had a teacher lunch. You know, when I was in the classroom, every Monday we had lunch in my classroom rather than them going to cafeteria. So, you know, and that cafeteria time and their recess time is time that's caught up with a lot of duties and planning and phone calls and things like that, but it really is such a precious time to hang out with them. So, you know, I guess some kids don't get that experience, and you know, I want to be on the lookout for them and just try to get some spontaneous groups. Sometimes those are the best groups. Kids that don't even really know each other, aren't from the same class, and suddenly bring them together at lunch, and you know, the unexpected just happens. You know, suddenly new friendships form, and, you know, the conversations are pretty cool. So lunchtime's wonderful, and I look forward to Friday's Tech Academy. That's growing. I think I spoke a little bit about Tech Academy already. I can't remember what I've recorded, but I had like 24 kids yeah, last Friday, and I looked out, and it was like all girls, and I'm like, are there any boys here? And there was one boy, and he was happy as a clam. And you know, I said we got to get some more boys. So I've been hearing more boys might show up for TED Academy. So lunchtime is a wonderful time.